I moved to the country. I was very much surrounded by the cycles of life, which death was a part of that, where one of my pets died and I physically dug the hole and placed him in the ground and covered him up. And it was very cathartic for me. And I wanted, as a jeweler and an artist, I could take some of my skills and make something for somebody who's in the process of mourning and grieving to hope that it would help them in some way. So I wanted to make these kind of beautiful and contemplative urns for people. And I also think the power in an inanimate object is really the memories we bring to those objects.
Why are you so drawn to animals and nature in your work?
I use this technique called electroforming. What it does is it adds a very heavy layer of copper onto these organic objects. And this technique, electroforming, was what they used to use to bronze leather baby shoes in the past. So, for instance, I can take a living marigold that I cut from my garden and turn it into a permanent copper flower with this process, and it takes about 6 hours. Why I use marigolds is they're an important flower used in the Day of the Dead ceremony, and their golden beauty and their peppery scent are believed to lure ancestors back for the Day of the Dead celebration and remembrance of the ancestors.
You use the marigold and animal bones in the piece called A Somber Tale. Tell us a little bit about that.
I made A Somber Tale, which is a tribute to the Florida panther, after I sighted several cougars on our farm and I saw another one near town. When I first started this piece, there was only 35 left in the wild. So I wanted to use marigolds from my garden to symbolize a reaching out and a memorial to the plight of this animal. So the marigolds are in the three heads. A hunter once told me that his taxidermist made the animals he shot look better than when they were alive. And that story really stuck with me. So I wanted to make my own quote unquote taxidermy heads. So I used foam taxidermy armatures that go underneath the hides, and I carved them and I textured them with gel mediums. And then I used that electroforming technique to coat them with copper. And then I developed the rest of the handmade flowers and, you know, secured them to the heads. The newest piece, called An Angel in the Room, I actually carved that and sculpted that without using the taxidermy heads. And I used epoxy sculpting compound and built that up and carved it. And then I also electroformed that head as well.
As you're creating these objects that are both a mix of life and death, mm-hmm. How are you changing as an artist? What are you experiencing as you're creating these urns and these electroformed taxidermy pieces?
It's cathartic for me. These pieces are part of my process of trying to understand death and loss. The angel in the room I just made in response to a real tiger rug that I unexpectedly encountered underneath a coffee table in somebody's living room. As soon as I saw it, I knew I had to make some sort of piece as a memorial for the plight of the tigers. Somehow that grief I was feeling for that pelt and that head had to be morphed into, you know, a work of art of my own.
Thank you, Gina, so much for sharing with all of us.
Oh, thank you so much.